the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
And with that, we welcome you to Valley Falls, Kansas, and Kansas State High School Activities Association Class 2A State Tournament Basketball. It is round one, and tonight, here on K Radio, the Valley Falls Dragons are hosting the Wabunsee Chargers. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer. He's back in the CARE studios making it all happen. Joseph, we thank you always. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and courtside is a bit of a misnomer. Here at the Valley Falls Gymnasium, we are perched very high, right at the midcourt stripe, above the floor. It is an outstanding place from which to describe this game, and we're fortunate to have such a great spot. Thank the people here at Valley Falls High School for all of their hospitality, and I'll tell you what, the protocols of the day, the distancing protocols are pretty much non-existent. The mask wearing protocols look like they are very strictly enforced. All the temperatures taken for everybody who came into the gym this evening. And say what, there are a lot of fans here looking to see which of these teams advance after this game to Bramlage Coliseum and the semifinal and championship games in Class 2A. I'd like to take this opportunity to give you a reminder that tonight's game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both CARE Radio and the KSHSAA. Teams are exiting the floor and going over to their respective benches. Here on CARE Radio, we've been fortunate this season to see Wabunsee a lot. We saw the Wabunsee girls in the sub-state just a couple of nights ago. We saw the Wabunsee boys in the first round of football playoffs. And now we get to see the Wabunsee guys basketball team. With that said, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back, bringing the starters a little more insight, and then the tip-off of what should be a great game between the Dragons and the Chargers. We'll be back here in Valley Falls, Kansas, right after this.
All of your personal or business accounting and tax needs, find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level.
On your way to or from the big game, keep an eye out for the sign you can trust, PFRN Realty. For all the real estate needs in your area, contact Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty at 250-1984 or online, pfrn.com, because we all need a friend in real estate.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Kearney & Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Kearney & Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
What you used to know as Kendall State Bank is now known as Kendall Bank. The same people to greet you at the door, on the phone, and online, just with a new name, Kendall Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender with locations in Valley Falls, Winchester, and Nortonville.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, the public address announcer who has just done an outstanding job of singing the national anthem a cappella is now prepared to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand, and indeed, there is a crowd on hand here in Valley Falls tonight. First of all, let's introduce the starters for the Waubunsee Chargers. Waubunsee coming into the ballgame tonight at 11-12 on the season under head coach Christian Ulsaker, his assistants Jess Rutledge and Garrett Eck. Waubunsee is going to be starting two seniors, two juniors, and one sophomore. The seniors, Tyler Lohmeyer and Dawson Schultz. Juniors, Braden Mieske and Kate Oliver, and a sophomore, Eli Oliver. For Valley Falls, and head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer and his assistant, Clayton Hawk. Valley Falls coming into the game at 17-4. And for the Dragons, it is three seniors and two juniors getting the starting nod. The seniors are going to be Cooper Jepson, Nathan Hawk, and Gage Burdick. The juniors for Valley Falls starting this evening are going to be Clinton Kraxner and Avery Gatzmeyer. The public address announcer introducing all of the team to the crowds on hand here this evening, not only just the starters, but the benches as well, as everybody deserves at this point of the season a little recognition, a little applause, a little tip of the hat for recognition of a job so well done on this year. And they deserve that extra attention, and good for them. Get Radio Sports Podcast schedule continues to be absolutely jammed up. With that said, Friday, the Benedictine Ravens men and women's team in the national NAIA tournaments, and we're going to have games for you here on K Radio Live. And we will, first of all, at 11 a.m. Friday morning, the Benedictine men are going to be playing in Wichita, Kansas. We'll have that game for you again Friday at 11 a.m. And then the Benedictine Lady Ravens will have their first game. It will be Friday at 6 p.m. So you're going to be able to enjoy both of those contests here on Care Radio on Friday. And then, making the natural assumption that these teams are going to win, there will be games subsequently on Saturday, both the Benedictine men and women's teams. So we are looking forward to all of those games. And then, of course, state basketball, and on we go. and Class 2A, there are four sub-states. This is sub-states between the 7 and 8 districts. The Valley Falls and Waubunsee. Sub-states 5 and 6 will be pitting. 21-1 Erie against Linden, 18-4 at Erie. Sub-states 3 and 4 they played in Hillsboro, Kansas, where Hillsboro, 20-3, hosting 14-5 Bell Plain. And then the last update between Districts 1 and 2 is going to be held at the Colby Community Building as the undefeated Hoxie Indians, 23-0, are hosting the Black Bears of Sterling. They come into the game at 18-5. We're about ready to get underway with this one as the Waubunsee Chargers in their traveling uniforms. They are royal blue with red trim and white with red outline lettering and numerals. For Valley Falls, it is their familiar home white with black and gold. The ball will be brought in by the visitors, as has been the custom this year, so it'll belong to Waubunsee. They'll bring it in at midcourt. Official bounces the ball to, and we're underway. Class 2A state championship basketball tournament action. Waubunsee with the basketball, and they'll work it around to the left side. We're going to find it. Valley Falls beginning the ball game in their player defense. Waubunsee skips it over to the left side. That's going to be Kate Oliver backing into the lane, falling away in front of Kratzner, shoots and scores. Kate Oliver with the first bucket of the ball game. Waubunsee's broken out on top 2-0, less than a half a minute in. Cooper Jepson will bring it up the floor now for Valley Falls, takes it down the right side, dishes it over to the left where Nathan Hawk is playing at the high post. He will dribble it toward the free throw line, kick it over into the right corner to Gatzmeyer. Avery comes back out on top to Cooper, who glances over his shoulder as he stands in the center circle looking at Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer getting the offensive play. Back out of thumb to Avery, over to the right side to Cooper. Cooper will drive to the free throw line, change directions, now reverse, falling into the lane, back and away. His shot is up, flying to the left side. They're going to have a foul called and two free throws. Pierce is going to go over to the scorer's table, and he's going to let us know that the foul is going to be the first of the ball game by Dawson Schultz for Waubunsee. And the first free throw by Cooper Jepson is up and good, and the Dragons are on the board. One more shot coming up for Cooper. The gym grows quiet, and the second one will roll off no good. It is 2-1. Waubunsee in front, and again, Chargers back up the floor with a little left-hand dribble. The feet into the lane, the give and go inside, and we're going to have a kick of the basketball. It'll be put back in play down at their own offensive baseline by Waubunsee. Dawson Schultz will bring it in, lobs it into the post. It's going to be tipped away by Kraxner. The dish over to the left side where the uncontested three is aired out and missed. Rebounding it down, long out is going to be Cooper Jepson. Jepson drives down coast to coast, spins into the lane, puts up a one-handed shot too softly. Rebounding it down is going to be Waubunsee. Here comes Braden Mieske. He will go coast to coast, drive and shoot, and gets the shooter's roll. Mieske makes it a 4-1 lead. Waubunsee, 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Cooper Jepson again into the forecourt. Will work between the circles. Work his way over to the left side in front of the Waubunsee bench. Pulls up his dribble. Gets it to the left side of the free throw line of Kratzner. He will lob it down low. Underneath the head fake. The shot is up. It's going to be blocked. David Hawk put up a little layup, but it was rejected from behind off the backboard. Waubunsee back up floor with it. The feed to the right side. Passing up the three. Now he's going to take the three. Won't go. Long rebound. Pulled down by Valley Falls. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Dylan Cervantes in the game. 5:55 to go in the opening quarter. It is 4-1. Waubunsee with the early lead. Skip's going to go down low. Nathan Hawk with it. Little left-hand dribble. Kicks it over to the wing to Gatzmeyer. He looks in the middle. We're going to have a... We got Waubunsee also in a player defense. And now, Valley Falls will throw it away at the baseline. Gatzmeyer was kicking it into the corner for Hawk, who had subsequently broken toward the goal. We thought the pass was coming inside instead of outside, and back up with what come. The Chargers. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. 4-1. Waubunsee in front in the early going. The feet in the lane is going to be knocked away by Hawk. He'll pick it up, dribble it down the court. He is 1-on-3. Goes into the lane, spins and shoots and missed it. Rebound Kraxter follows and missed it. Rebound is going to be out of play. It is going to be Waubunsee basketball down to the baseline. And Valley Falls a little cold here in the first few minutes of the game. Chargers walk it up the floor. And again, it's going to be Braylon Mieske bringing the ball into the fourth quarter. Braden, a junior on this team. Back out top side it comes. Backdoor pass. It's up. It's in. Cade Oliver has four. Valley Falls has timeout, and we're taking a break. We're at 5:03 to go in the opening quarter in Valley Falls, Kansas. It's Wabunsee 6, the Dragons 1.
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store have any fresh, hot food options?
We've got it all.
Can Petro Convenience Store give me a high-quality fuel at a competitive price?
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store offer great personality?
We've got it all.
More than just a convenience store, now serving soft-serve ice cream. Stop by Petro and Valley Falls to experience food, drinks, and personality.
Food, drinks, and personality. As the kids say,
we've got it all.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. As we return from the break, the Dragons bring the ball up the floor. They'll feed down to the baseline. Gasmeyer on the court one time. Shot too hard. Off the back window. Kicked out over the front of the rim. And Wilbinski coming up the floor with it. Hanging on the wall here. Very impressive banner. 2016 Acacia Class 2A state champions of Valley Falls ladies. Dragons softball team. This guy's team would like to put a guy's basketball banner up here. Here's a shot up missing, but the ball is going to be good for Tyler Wallmeyer. And Wabunsee has staked himself down to an 8-1 lead. And we've got 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Nathan Hawk drives and turns and shoots, and they're going to call a foul underneath. It'll be Nathan coming to the line for a pair of shots. The foul is going to be whistled on Cade Oliver. It'll be Cade's first, and Wabunsee team foul two. We're not seeing a lot of fouls in the early going in this ball game. At the line, Nathan Hawk, the first one very short, just did hit the rim and kick straight down. One more shot coming up for the Valley Falls center. Valley Falls has not had any shot from the floor yet. This free throw is going to be good. It is the second point of the game. It is 8-2, Wabunsee. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Chargers into the forecourt with the basketball and take it across the far side in front of the scorer's table. They'll come out on top. It's batted away from home by Gatsmeyer and kicks back across to the left side. They drive into the lane, and as the shot goes up, we've got lots of contact. The foul is free throws coming up for the first time tonight for Wabunsee. The foul is going to be on Nathan Hawk. That is the first Valley Falls foul this evening. At the line for Wabunsee is Braden Mieske. His first free throw, it's up and in. Just about midpoint of the opening quarter now, 4:05 to play. It's about the time when you'd expect some of those early game butterflies to begin to float away. Second free throw will also be good, and it is now a Wabunsee lead, 10-2. Valley Falls back up the floor with the basketball. Here comes Cooper Jepson. Cooper skips it over to the right side. Nathan Hawk starts to drive in, backs away above the three-point circle. Kicks across, his pass is slapped away by Lohmeyer, but Hawk is able to recover it. Valley Falls continues to be on offense. 3:45 to go in the first. Jepson drives into the lane. Can't get a shot away. Now he's going to twist and lean and shoot and miss it. Rebound, Wabunsee. There come the Chargers. Down the left side. Knifing into the lane. Bringing it out on top. Stepping up. 16-footer. Short. Rebound. Hawk. Here comes Valley. Nathan's going to bring it up before himself. Cut to the left side. Loses the handle of the ball. It's going to be stolen by Wabunsee. They'll outlet down the right side. One on two. Short jump shot misses. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Charger basketball. Wabunsee is the only team in the Class 2A state tournament who comes in below 500. They are 11-12 entering the ball game tonight. They'll bring the ball in play. Actually, threw it from the baseline all the way into the backcourt. Now into the forecourt again. 3 minutes to go in the first. The dish to the right side. The baseline three. Too strong. Caught on the fly by Valley Falls and Dylan Cervantes. And Dylan will bring it up the court for the Dragons. 2:50 to go in the first. Cooper Jepson over to the left side. Hot. Nathan looking in. Lobs it down low. Avery's got it below the goal. Twisting, spinning. Can't get a shot away. That defense is really good for Wabunsee. They have not allowed Valley Falls a field goal yet in the game. And we're 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Now Jepson will start in. Shot blocked from 12 feet away. Here's the outlet. Up the floor. Diamond down the left side. In, up, and missing. Rebound followed and missing, and another foul by Valley Falls. I believe this is going to be on Kraxner. It is going to be Trenton's first personal foul. Team fouls are now even at two on each club. And back to the free throw line with Buncey. This time it'll be Tyler Lohmeyer. The gym grows quiet. The free throw rattles and kicked out. It is no good. First substitution to the ball game made by either team will be made by Wabunsee. And into the lineup now is going to come Jace Reeves. He is a senior. Reeves down a real big guy out there. Second free throw up, and it hits the back of the rim, and a long rebound is going to be hauled down by Valley Falls. Nathan Hawk. So Lohmeyer unable to hit either of his two free throws, and at 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls back up court with the basketball, trying to get by eight. Skip pass over to the right side, Kraxner. Looking in. It goes long, cross court to Hawk. Nathan on the floor, launches a three that does not go in. Rebound underneath, and hold on. We've got a kicked ball, and they are going to say it comes back into Valley Falls down to the baseline. 2:06 to play, opening quarter. Here's Cooper Jepson for the Dragons. He'll bring it in. Kraxner into the lane. Little hook shot. Gets the roll plus one. The first bucket of the ball game belongs to Kraxner. And he will have an opportunity to make that a conventional three. And a big deal for Wabunsee, as that is the second foul of the game now by Cade Oliver, who immediately exits the floor. Here's Trenton coming to the line for the plus one. On its way. Rolls and falls in. That one hung on the front lip of the rim and then tumbled in. It is now 10-5 Wabunsee. We are inside 2 minutes to play. Here's a long three. Boom! What a shot from way outside. Eli Oliver. 13-5 Wabunsee. Minute 45 to go before first quarter ends. Nathan Hunt drives baseline. His shot rejected. That is thrown out of bounds by Lohmeyer. Nathan Hawk is not accustomed to a lot of guys who can play at the same elevation. He is tall and he can leap, but tell you what, Tyler Lohmeyer may not be quite as tall, perhaps an inch or so shorter, but he has ups. And back over to the left side, we'll come Valley Falls. Into the lane. Jepson cannot get the shot away. Again, the Wabunsee defense is the difference, and now they'll reach in and steal a basketball. Coming up the court with it is going to be Dawson Schultz. Coast to coast. Up. Missed. Offensive board. Up. Yes. Lohmeyer with the bucket. And we're going to have another Valley Falls timeout. Think of my head coach, Caleb Gansmeyer. A break comes at a minute 21 to go in the opening quarter. It's now Wabunsee 15, Valley Falls 5.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Happy to have you with us this evening here on CARE Radio. High school basketball, it is the state tournament. Even though we're not in the state tournament site, this is a new format, at least for this year. Valley Falls at home with Wabunsee, but it's the visitors who are in front by 10 with a minute 20 to go and up the floor with it. Will come Valley Falls. Second time out of the game already has been taken by Coach Gansmeyer. Valley will go to the left side. Jepson to Avery. The lob down low. The missed and stolen away by Wabunsee. The lob was for Nathan Hawk. They're going to try and use his size, but the ball hit the backboard, and Wabunsee is able to come up with a loose ball. Chargers back up the floor. Inside a minute to go in the first now. They have a double-digit lead. Kick it over to the left side. Take it about three, and then they're going to travel with it. Yeah. A little indecision by Dawson Schultz. He's starting to pull up for the three. Thought that perhaps he could drive it beyond his defender. that did not get the ball on the floor quickly enough. And back up with it will come Valley Falls. Valley's got to make a substitution, and they're going to bring Brennan Miller into the game. So Brennan Miller, Jr. enters. Now here's a beautiful feed inside, and Avery Gatzmeyer, a quick two, his first point. It is 15-7, 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Chargers ball out of the center circle. Dawson Schultz getting a little time. Labunty looking for the last shot of the quarter, and we're going to have a double dribble on top and a turnover by Labunty. Back-to-back errors has got Coach Christian Olsaker on his feet, imploring his team, focus, guys, focus. You've got a lead. Don't let it get away. Here comes Valley Falls, trailing it 15-7. On the left side, Nathan Hawk loses the handle on the dribble, brings it back out on top, 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Back over to the right side. Kicking it out on top. It's going to be Miller. Now into the left side. The three for Hawk is up. It's way off the mark, and the rebound tipped out. Pull down Wabunsey. They got time. The driving layup. Underhand is good. And there's the buzzer to end the opening quarter. We are at the end of one in Valley Falls. It's Wabunsey, 17. Valley Falls, 7.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Happy to have you along with us here on Kent Radio for High School Hoops this evening. And recapping that opening quarter scoring, Wabunsey led by Tyler Lohmeyer with a half a dozen. Braden Mieske and Kane Oliver, four apiece, and three for Eli Oliver. For Valley Falls, it was a 3-point first quarter for Trenton Kraxner. Avery Gansmeyer had two and then one apiece for Cooper Jepson and Nathan Hawk. Here we go to the second quarter. It belongs to Valley Falls to begin things, and they're going to travel with it 5 seconds into the opening quarter. Coming up the floor, they get into the forecourt and then pull up the dribble and took another step. It's just the kind of thing that can happen sometimes, and it's a turnover for Valley. Here comes the visiting team. Well, Bunsey with the basketball, holding it up at the high post, looking inside, finding no room there. Back over to the right, it's going to go to Eli Oliver. He'll spin into the lane, no room, kick the back on top, and he's going to be called for traveling. 7:40 to go in the opening half. Again, each of these teams still showing, as we're in the second quarter, still showing early game jitters. We're seeing numerous unforced turnovers here so far this evening. Each of these teams, the champion of their respective sub-states, they are both very, very good basketball teams. Here's a feed to Kraxner. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's loose on the floor. Well, Bunsey's going to pick it up, and we're going to get a foul on the floor. Trying to recover and trying to reclaim the basketball for his team. The foul is going to be whistled against Cage Burdick. It'll be Cage's first foul. Well, Bunsey back up the floor. 7:20 to play in the first half. Well, Bunsey leading it by 10. The cross-court pass stolen. Here comes the breakaway. Kraxner. Shot blocked from behind by Wabunsey. And we're going to get a foul call. Oh, that was a foul by the trailing official off the ball. It is going to be the first foul of the ball game for Braden Mieske. Foul of balls coming back to the free throw line where Trenton Kraxner steps up. He's one of the line today, and that one is perfect. His fourth point tonight. 17-8. 7:14 to go. First half. Kraxner's second free throw. Kicks out. No good. Rebounding it down. Cervantes falls away and scores it. Nicely done by Dylan Cervantes. And it is now 17-10. We go inside 7 minutes of play here in the first half. Charges with the basketball over to the left side. Working it out on top. It's going to be Dawson Schultz. He'll dish it into the left corner. Stepping down to the baseline. Pull up, jump shot is up, and knocking it down. That was a pretty shot by Lohmeyer, and he's at 8 points now. 19-10. 6:40 to go here in the first half. Found it with the basketball, trailing by nine. Cross-court pass over to the right side to Krachner. Looks in, hits the cutter. Burdick, he's in the lane, falls away, shoots, and nope. Rebounding it back down. Chargers, outlet up the floor. They'll come down the right side. Attack the basket, draw the foul. No, not a foul. I was going to say, he did not get stopped in time and turns it over with a travel. Hitting the brakes and sliding. It's going to be Valley Falls basketball. Good break here for the Dragons. Valley Falls has got its starting five back out on the court. Katzmeyer, Krachner, Hawk, Jepson, and Cervantes. 6:11 to go. Krachner into the lane. Can't get a shot away. Katzmeyer, that's a long three. And he's going to be called for traveling with the basketball. Again, apparently moving up that back foot to square up. And the ball coming back the other way. So many turnovers in this first half. 6 minutes to play before intermission. Chargers, Waldensee up the court with the basketball, leading at 19-10. Skip passes coming up high. Eli Oliver with it for Waldensee. He'll dish it out across, and we're going to have a foul, and they're going to call an illegal block coming the other way. The whistle is going to be on Waldensee's Chase Reeves. His first. That'll be now team foul five by Waldensee. Valley Falls has committed three. Driving all the way down to the baseline, Cooper Jepson goes up, and he is going to be fouled. It'll be the second of the ballgame for the Chargers, Dawson Schultz. So a half a dozen fouls down by Waldensee. Two on Schultz, two on Oliver, one each on Mieske and Reeves. Jepson back of the line for a couple of more. He's one of two. That one, yes. And again, for Valley Falls, so many points coming at the free throw line. They have taken a ton of free throws already tonight. This one is up. It is no good. Tipped up, no good. And crashing in, they're going to say, a foul on Krachner as he flew in to try to tip that missed free throw in. Two fouls now on Trenton. Valley Falls team foul four. Krachner has to come out of the ballgame, back into the lineup very quickly for Valley Falls. It's going to be Gage Burdick. 5:40 to go in the opening half. Waldensee with the basketball. They'll stop at the top of the key. Swing it over to the left side. Trying to drive in. Is that a travel? No. That was close. The crowd wanted one. Speed comes out on top. The dish over to the wing and back out between the circles. We're seeing Waldensee becoming a little more patient now. Driving into the lane. The shot is going to go up. It will not go in. But another foul and a couple of more free throws coming up here. Didn't know what to expect with the crew here tonight, but what I'm getting is a lot of whistles and a lot of fouls called. That'll be the second of the game by Gage Burdick. Dawson Schultz looks for his first point of the night, and he will get it with his first of two free throws. Burdick out of the game with those two fouls, and back in comes Zachary Evans. Matter of fact, this is the first time Zach's been in tonight. Second free throw's up, and it's no good, and then Valley Falls loses. The rebound out of play. It's 20-11. Waldensee in front. They've got the ball at their offensive end. And they're going to lob it way out on top. And we're going to get a Waldensee timeout. We're going to take a break with them. 5:20 to go in the opening half. Waldensee 20. Valley Falls 11.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try the popcorn shrimp basket or wild Alaskan fish sandwich featuring crispy, wild, caught Alaskan pollock that's pleasingly crunchy outside with a tender inside. And the March blizzard of the month is the mint Oreo. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
K4 Ag and Services in Valley Falls is stocked and ready to help with supplies and service for your farm or home. K4 offers everything from tire service to custom application, bird feed and pet treats, grass seed and toys, as well as everyday clothing and food products. Stop by and check it all out at K4 Ag and Services in Valley Falls.
Hyman PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for the past 34 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment, parts, and service. That's Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls.
Well, as we come back, Valley, or first of all, Wabunsey puts the ball in play and goes straight up for a quick two by Mieske. And then on the other end, a foul, and coming to the line, Valley Falls. Avery Gatzmeyer, front half of the 1-1 is up and missing. Rebound, Valley Falls. They'll take it out on the wing. Gatzmeyer for three. That's an air ball. That was not even close. What a nice rebound saved in by Valley. And then the follow shot is going to be up and good. Gatzmeyer has four. It's 22-13, Wabunsey. 4:40 to go in the half. Chargers back on offense. They'll feed it down to the baseline left. In the corner with the basketball is going to be Reeves. Chase brings it off on top to Mieske. Back over comes to Jace. He'll feed it to the top of the key. Handled there by Lohmeyer. Right now, the Wabunsey Chargers unable to get into the lane and get any close look. So they're opening it up a little bit, spreading the floor, trying to lure that defense out a little bit wider. They'll have a top of the key. Skip pass underneath. There's no one there. And the point-blank layup is missed. And then we're going to have a foul on the Chargers. That was beautiful movement of the basketball. They got exactly what they wanted. A cutter down to the baseline. And as the shot went up, Oliver could not hit it. And then looking for the rebound out of frustration, picked up his first foul. We walked to the other end of the floor. Valley Falls can get themselves back in this game at the free throw line. It's going to be Dylan Cervantes coming up here for the 1-1. No, it's not going to be Dylan. Excuse me. I'm going to wipe that away. It is going to be, as the first three goes up and good, and Zach Evans. So Zachary Evans will hit the first and earn the second. 22-14, Valley Falls battling back in this. The second one, in and out, no. It is 22-14, Wabunsey is the rebound, hauled back down by Chargers. They'll have it on top, the square, the three, the score! From deep at the top, a three-point shot by Tyler Lohmeyer. He has 11, 25-14. And for the second time in a ballgame, Valley Falls trails by 11. 3:40 to go in the first half. Gatzmeyer, little shake and bake, goes in, drops the shoulder, puts the shot up too strong. Lohmeyer coming up with a rebound, has no outlet, brings it up himself, kicks it down to the right side. To drive into the middle, Lohmeyer back on top. They'll swing it around to the left, on the floor a couple of times, into the lane, one-hand hook shot, good. Cade Oliver with six. 27-14. Largest lead of the evening for Wabunsey. 3:20 to go in the opening half. Dragons take it left side underneath the Gatzmeyer. He's all alone and missed the layup. And a rebound. It's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back into Valley Falls at their baseline. Right now you've got Coach Gatzmeyer standing fully on the floor, arms crossed. Not satisfied, I don't think, with how things are going for his team early on. Here's a feed in the middle. The defender slips and falls. And an easy turnaround two for the Dragons, Zachary Evans, and he's at 3 points. 27-16. And we're inside 3 minutes to go in the half. Out on top. Here's a left-handed three. Off the rim. Twice. Won't go. Offensive rebound. Hook shot. Blocked by Hawk. And they have a foul on Wabunsey. Hawk getting upstairs to reject that shot. And that is going to be the second foul on Wabunsey's Jace Reeves. So four players for Wabunsey with two fouls apiece. Valley Falls has two players with two fouls each, and they have quit fouling. They got to five fouls quickly and then have fouled no more. The free throw is going to be up and rolls around it. It's going to fall in. Nathan Hawk has his second point tonight. At the front half of the 1-1 here. One more shot. He's 2 of 3 at the free throw line now. Second one, aired out. Rolls out, no good. 27-17. 2:45 to go in the opening half. Wabunsey back down the floor. They'll knife into the lane, putting up from 14. Gets it. Nice little left-handed shot by Schultz. And it's now 29-17. Spinning into the lane. The shot is up. Gatzmeyer, he gets a nice roll. Avery with a half a dozen. 29-19. Valley Falls trying to hang tight. Kick over to the baseline left. Looking inside, no room. Long cross-court pass. Wabunsey back on offense. We're going to front of Cervantes now back on top. The lob down underneath the bucket. The easy two. It's up and in. Cade Oliver has eight. 31-19. Again, up a dozen. Will Muncie with 2 minutes to play in the half. Each team is stuck with his player. He's had the ball. It's going to be stripped out of the hands of Gatzmeyer. Two guys on the floor. Russell for the loose basketball. Jump ball call. Possession arrow. Well, Muncie. Substitution entering the game for the Chargers. It's going to be Ryan Schuter. He's only a sophomore for Wabunsee. And here come the Chargers. A minute 50 to go in the half. They lead by a dozen. Nice little backdoor pass. The kick will come out on top as the shot wasn't there. They'll pass up to three and work the offense a little bit more. Swing back over to the right side to Schultz. He backs away, changing hands with the dribble, looking inside, finds no room, then works the perimeter now. Just swinging the ball around to the edge, back over to the wing, now deep into the baseline corner. The drive across the feet, into the middle, the 12-footer rattles on. Tyler Lohmeyer, beautiful movement of the basketball. He's got 13. 33-19 Chargers now. Lead by 14, their largest lead of the game with a minute 20 to go before halftime. Dragons back up the court. They're going to have a hill to climb in the second half, no question. 70 seconds left in the first half. The drive to the baseline. Nice layup. The dump and good and a foul. That was a beautiful play by Zachary Evans, who has come in off the bench, and he has been a big, big help to Coach Gatzmeyer and Valley Falls. That is the third foul for Wabunsee's Braden Mieske. Looking for the three-point play. Here's Evans' shot. Rolls out. No good. 33-21, and we've got 1 minute to play first half. Well, Bunsey has it up top side. Standing both feet in the center circle. Coming to the right is going to be Eli Oliver. Pushes it out on top. Dawson Schultz. Schultz brings it back out into the center circle now to Cade Oliver. 40 seconds to go. First half. Skip pass goes to the baseline. The Valley Falls defense threatens. Now the feet underneath is going to get away. Bounce pass has gotten loose. Up the court it comes. Stolen back by Wabunsee. And now there's a push by Nathan Hawk down to the other end of the floor. Hawk will pick up his second foul of the game, but no free throws being shot as that is now only Valley Falls team foul six. Half a minute to go before the half. Nathan Hawk's going to be taken out of the game. Coach does not want to see him pick up a third foul in the first half. Returning to the Dragon lineup is going to be Brennan Miller. Up the floor, Wabunsee. 24-23-22. They're looking for him very well. Possibly the last shot of the half. Ball out on top. Now they'll kick it out to the top again. They get separation. 12 seconds. 10 seconds to drive right. And we're going to get a turnover. No, we're going to get a timeout. Wabunsee taking a timeout. Let's do it. 9 seconds to go in the half. 33-21, Wabunsee in front.
Hollis Truckline, LLC of Valley Falls, is proud to sponsor this broadcast and support the Valley Falls student-athletes. With more than 20 trucks and drivers, Hollis Truckline is a company you can trust to deliver on their job and promise. Hollis Truckline, LLC of Valley Falls, wishing the Dragons good luck at State. Town and Country Real Estate and Auction is locally owned and operated in Jefferson County. They have a large team of agents and auctioneers to help with all your real estate, land, and auctions. Visit tcwelcomehome.com or call 785-863-3322 for Town and Country Real Estate and Auction.
Going to be putting the ball in play at the 28-foot mark, right adjacent to the Valley Falls bench with 9 seconds to go in the half. They're looking to bring it in, having trouble bringing it in. Now the pan foul pass is going to be batted away. Who's on the floor? It's going to be saved by Wabunsee. Here's a half-court shot at the buzzer. Good! Oh, my goodness! A half-court shot is good for Wabunsee, and that takes us to halftime. What a dagger! We're going to be back and summarize the opening half for you. We've gone to the locker room in Valley Falls, Wabunsee, 36, Valley Falls, 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S., most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinem Repair during their spring sales event. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for faster, smoother ride. Great financing options, including 0% available with approved credit. See Heinem for details. And get up to a $500 mail-in cut above rebate for military, first responder, and healthcare workers. Save big during the spring sales event at Heinem Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinemRepair.com.
Buying a home is an exciting milestone in your life, and Union State Bank of Atchison wants to help you make it happen. Hi, this is Andy Childs. The home buying season is nearly upon us, and interest rates remain near historic lows. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing to a lower rate, or need additional cash for home improvements, Bank of Atchison can be the financing partner you need. Stop by our Atchison branch or learn more at mybankusb.com. Let's start something amazing together today. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good to have you back with us here on CARE Radio Halftime. This is 2-8 state game, 36-21. Wabunsee on the road, but in front. A recap of the first half scoring. First of all, for Wabunsee, two players in double-digit scoring already with Tanner Lohmeyers, 13 and 11 for Cade Oliver. Braden Mieske with a half a dozen and three each. Dawson Schultz and Eli Oliver. For Valley Falls, it was six for Avery Gatzmeyer to pace the way. Zachary Evans had 5-4 for Trenton Kraxner. And then two apiece for Cooper Jepson, Nathan Hawk, and Dylan Cervantes. Fouls may be the name of the game as we go into the second half. Valley Falls, not in terrible shape. Hawk, Burdick, and Kraxner, each with two. No one else has committed a first half foul. For Wabunsee, Braden Mieske, already three fouls in the game. Two each on Schultz, Oliver, and Reeves. So there are some fouls that have been committed by Wabunsee, but had it not been for all those fouls and some free throws, Valley Falls would find themselves trailing by more than 15 at halftime. They got some scoring at the free throw line. Stay with us. Second half coming up live here on CAM Radio. So right now, with your intermission score, Wabunsee 36, Valley Falls 21. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio for another one of his fantastic postseason halftimes.
Jepson & Associates Insurance is an independent insurance agency located in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jepson & Associates Insurance has been serving customers in the Jefferson County area for more than 25 years. They can help protect what's important to you, from your home and auto to your farm or business. Call Jepson & Associates Insurance for a quote at 785-945-6211 or visit them on the web at www.jepsonins.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school postseason basketball. We'll be back to the Valley Falls Wabunsee game in just a couple of moments. Coming up on the CARE Sports Schedule, we've got Sports Look coming to you from the CARE Studios, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs Thursday nights right after the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. The next thing that we actually have on the schedule right now, although the schedule is likely to change, is Friday at 11 a.m. We've got the BC Men taking on the Central Baptist College in Wichita, Kansas. That is the first round of the NAIA games that they're in, and that is Friday, 11 a.m. Coming up at 6:30 p.m., we'll have the BC Women taking on Xavier of Louisiana. Both these games are Friday.
Hi, this is Ron with Urban Lawn Care. Call us for your outdoor projects. We can take care of your outdoor needs, such as hauling, spreading topsoil, leveling lawns, excavating, installing drain tilings for drainage problems, and delivering and spreading gravel for your driveways. We specialize in landscapes, hardscapes, hydro seeding, tree trimming and removal, including storm cleanups. We sell topsoil, gravel, landscape mulch, patio and wall stones, river rock, grass seed, and fertilizer. Call us at 913-367-4478. Estimates are free. Our business is in the green.
Country Harvest Apple Market is your friendly neighborhood food store in Valley Falls with quality products and great everyday low prices. Country Harvest Apple Market strives to make your grocery shopping and meal planning simple. Visit online at countryharvest.us for ads, coupons, and recipes. Ask an associate about the rewards card. Open 7 days a week with extended hours for your convenience. Country Harvest Apple Market, right off Oak Street in Valley Falls.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at atchisonanimalclinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Taking a look around the area right now, we've got the halftime scores from Bishop Miege and Holton game. It's Bishop Miege 31, Holton 9 in boys basketball. In this game, we've got Wabunsee leading Valley Falls 36-21. In girls basketball, at the half, it was St. John's Tipton 19, Wetmore 13. Donovan West was trailing Little River by 2 points, 27-25. And in the Sabetha Silver Lake game, it's Sabetha 20 to Silver Lake 8 at the half.
Exciting news for Nortonville and Valley Falls. Giant Communications is now pre-registering subscribers on the all-new wireless systems. These will get high-speed internet to more rural areas outside of city limits. If you want to be first in line to get installed, enter your address at giantcomm.net. Exciting news for Nortonville and Valley Falls and the rural communities surrounding them, as Giant Communications is now allowing pre-registration for subscribers on their new wireless system. Visit them online at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, doing the right thing right since 1955.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 50. Winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs around 75. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 57. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 70s Wednesday, upper 50s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, but there, we welcome you back again to Valley Falls, Kansas. And as quickly as the ball came in, Valley Falls goes up and in with Trenton Craxter hitting a pair. Here's a three on the other end, and it's going to be way off the mark. And the offensive rebound is going to be dished back on top. Here's another three that is going to be waved off with the travel. Welcome back. It is Fast and Furious 36-23 is the Wabunsee lead just underway in the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio, for handling all that business at halftime. Valley's got the ball over on the right side. Cooper Jepson thinking about the three, then does not do it. brings it back out on top. Now he'll drive into the lane, puts it up. It's rejected from behind, knocking it away for Wabunsey Tyler Lohmeyer. He is absolutely fantastic. His leaping ability is excellent, but his timing ability has just been spot on. Here's a baseline three for the Dragons. It misses. Rebounding it down, Wabunsey. We're a minute into the second half. 36-23, Wabunsey in front. Remember the Chargers coming into the ballgame tonight at 11-12. Valley Falls coming in at 17-4. Here's a runner from the right side. It is going to be up, and it is going to be good. And wait a minute. We're waving a shot off with an offensive foul. Oh, a tough, tough break for Wabunsey. Huge break for Valley Falls. It is going to be the second foul of the ballgame by Eli Oliver. Wabunsey. Again, this is small Kansas school basketball. Here's a three on the other end. It's going to be in and out, no good for the Dragons. Small school basketball. Wabunsey has three sets of brothers on this team. Here's a drive down the feet in the middle, and Cervantes kicks it back over to Gatzmeyer. Valley Falls is going to reset. There are the Mieske brothers and the Oliver brothers and the Reeves brothers on this team for Wabunsey. 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Dragons with the basketball, backing in the lane. A little underhand shot is up and missing, and rebound is going to be hauled down. Kraxner follows up and missing. Rebound hauled down by Wabunsey. Well, I'll tell you what, Tyler Lohmeyer, he's already got my vote for the all-tournament team. And we're only halfway through the first game of the state tournament. He's been great. Now Lohmeyer has it top of the key. Feeds back to a beautiful pass, and the reverse layup is good. Tate Oliver has 13. 38-23. And for the second time in the ballgame, Valley Falls trails by 15. We're at 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Hook pass over to the right side, and a traveling call is going to be whistled against Avery Gatzmeyer. It's going to come back the other way. Well, Bunsey with the basketball. He'll bring it in, and Braden Mieske brings it up. Remember, Mieske's got three fouls, the only player on either team with three. There are a handful of them with two on each team. Pass comes out on top. Lohmeyer back over to the right side. Schultz, he will cut into the lane, goes in high above the glass, and gets it to fall off, and Schultz with five. 40-23. And Valley Falls cannot afford to find themselves trailing further. We're at 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. They're down 17 points. Long cross-court pass. Cooper. He will feed to the right block. Kraxner fades and shoots and misses. Gets his own rebound. Follows it up and puts it home. Trenton Kraxner leading his team in scoring now with 8. And it's 40-25. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. The feed comes to the top of the key. Charges of the basketball. Out on top, it's going to be Schultz. Back over to the right side to Lohmeyer. He'll pull up the long shot. In and out, no. Offensive rebound underneath by Tate Oliver. Wabunsey's going to keep it alive. Oliver with the basketball over to the right side. Puts it in the hands of Cade. Back around to the wing it goes. 4:15. Nearly midway through the rapidly moving third quarter here. Chargers holding the ball up high. And again, with no shot clock in high school basketball, they can be as patient as they wish to be. Top of the key to Lohmeyer. He's just holding the ball up high. Like the Statue of Liberty holding the flame up. He's holding the basketball up there. Now he'll kick it over to the right side. The running shot up off the window, and it won't go in. Rebound. Kraxner. Here comes Valley Falls. 3:45 to go in the third. Out on top is Cooper Jepson. Cooper kicks it left. Here's Hawk. Drives in. Lots of contact, and it's an offensive foul. We're going to get a charge on Nathan Hawk, his third foul, and Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer very frustrated with that call. 3:40 to play in the third. And now Valley Falls is going to exert a little more full court style pressure, pressing the ball, coming up the floor. No difficulty into the forecourt for Braden Mieske. Now the drive to the right side, the kick comes back out on top, and charges are going to spray the floor a little bit. He'll drive the left. Pass comes to the free throw line. Back door, reverse layup. It's good again. That time it came from the left across to the right. They've done that from both sides, going both directions. Cade Oliver with 15, and it's 42-25. Here's a shot from the outside for the Dragons. No. Nice rebound underneath Cervantes. Comes back out on top to Kraxner. Can't get a shot away to Cooper Jepson, and we're inside 3 minutes ago in the third quarter. Valley Falls with a basketball, but time is moving. It's this amount of disparity in the score. Going to have to speed it up, and they're going to call him for palming the ball over another Valley Falls TO. The ball will be put in play in front of the Dragon bench, and Wabunsee. Eli Oliver will bring it in, and Braden Mieske brings it up. Mieske out on top to Eli Oliver. Eli and Cade are both in the game. Here's a baseline three. Rainbow got it from deep in the corner. My goodness, Cade Oliver with another one. Cade Oliver forces another Valley Falls timeout. The Dragons in little trouble. We've got a timeout with 2:32 to go in the game. Wabunsee 45, Valley Falls 25.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
On your way to or from the big game, keep an eye out for the sign you can trust, PFRN Realty. For all the real estate needs in your area, contact Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty at 250-1984 or online, pfrn.com, because we all need a friend in real estate.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Comes Valley Falls. They've got a hill to climb. They'll feed it over to Gansmeyer off the block. Shot. There it is. A bucket that Valley Falls really needed coming out of that timeout. 8 points of the game for Avery Gansmeyer. It is 45-27. 2:10 to go. And we're going to get a traveling call against Wabunsee on the near side. So maybe a little momentum shift. Back over to the Dragons. Dragon fans here in huge number. Wabunsee fans here in really big numbers. But probably still out number 2-1. Here's a skip pass over to the right wing. It's slapped out of bounds into the Dragon bench. 2:08 to go in the third quarter. Cooper Jepson will put it in play. His team trailing it 45-27. Cooper has it right side, right in front of the bench, and will dribble it off on top, standing just outside the center circle, top of the key. Left side it goes to Nathan Hawk. He's been really defended well tonight. Underneath it goes Gadsmeyer, trying to back in, rotates, turns, shoots, missed it. Rebound, offensive board, underneath Jepson will follow it up and in. 4 points now for Cooper Jepson. That is his first field goal of the game. Nathan Hawk has 2 points on two free throws. He has not scored from the floor yet tonight. 45-29. The feet down to the baseline, off the block, spinning, turning, the shot is up and missing, and the rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Wabunsee leading at 45-29. Dragons trying to get battle back and just cut the gap. Here's a three. Won't go for Gatsmeyer. Nice rebound, Cooper Jepson. He's going to keep the ball alive for the Dragons. Now he's going to be tripped. Ball to the floor. No foul call. Spinning in, and there's a travel. You bet. Gatsmeyer got the ball. Spun, took a couple of steps. Sister Jeremy would be very upset with me using grammar like that. Spin. Minute to go in the third quarter. Here comes Wabunsee up the floor, leading it now by 16. They'll feed it to the free throw line, dish it over to the left side, drive to the baseline, cross underneath, bring it back out on top again. 50 seconds to go in the third. The lob down low, and it's going to be out of the reach of Cade Oliver, and another Charger turnover. Valley Falls is going to get Cooper Jepson a little rest with 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. He'll be out there for the rest of the game when he comes back in the fourth. Entering the ball game for Valley is going to be Brennan Miller. Brennan will bring it up. Cuts to the left, swings it over into the corner. Evans has it there. He had a great second quarter. Zach Evans with 5. He'll put up a 3 here. Won't get it. Rebound tipped around and pull back down underneath. Falling away, Cervantes. He will score it. That was a brilliant play by Dylan Cervantes, and he has his 4th point of the game. 45-31. Valley Falls is on a 6-0 run here. We're down to 16 seconds to go, 3rd quarter. Well, Buncey, a really long 3. My goodness, it is off the glass and good. How in the world did that go in for Eli Oliver, his 2nd 3 today? A running shot from the baseline misses. Rebound, out of play, and that is the end of the 3rd quarter. 3 quarters in the book. We'll be back for the 4th. It's now Wabunsee 48, Valley Falls 31.
Carney & Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Carney & Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
What you used to know as Kendall State Bank is now known as Kendall Bank. The same people to greet you at the door, on the phone, and online, just with a new name, Kendall Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender with locations in Valley Falls, Winchester, and Nortonville.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. We're going to the 4th quarter in this first round game of the Class 2A State Championship Tournament. Well, Buncee leads Valley Falls 48-31. Chargers outscored the Dragons 12-10 in the 3rd quarter. They have led now by as many as 20. Going to the 4th quarter up 17 for Valley Falls. This is a long way to have to come back. Well, Buncee goes into the middle. The ball's going to be knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll come back into Valley Falls. So for the Dragons, it is a good start to the 4th. But we're enjoying high school hoops here on KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Cooper Jepson loses a handle on the ball. It's going to be picked up. Well, Buncee, they will drive. They will shoot. They will score. The bucket by Dawson Schultz, his 7th point of the game. 50-31. 7.5 to go. The feed underneath, batted around, saved by Cervantes. Shot rejected by Tyler Lohmeyer. He's got 13 points, and he may have 10 blocks. Is that a double-double? I don't know, but he has been spectacular. Now he's going to bring it into Dylan. Cervantes looks into the middle. Eli Oliver guards him in the player defense by Wabunsee. Comes out on top now again to Cooper Jepson. Cooper starts to the right side now, eases over to the left, comes off the screen, goes all the way down to the baseline, twisting, turning, shooting, can't get it to drop, rebound down, Lohmeyer. So, not only blocks and points, but rebounds by Tyler Lohmeyer. We don't have a height on him. I'm going with 6'5". Driving in. Chargers have the ball off the right side of the lane, push it back on the top again to Dawson Schultz. To drive, the dish, the layup, the bucket. Another 2 points for Tyler Lohmeyer. Beautiful movement to the basketball. Well, Buncee not changing their offense at all. They're doing what they have been doing. They lead by 19. Here's Hawk. No shot, and they're going to call a foul underneath the block. The whistle is going to be on Tyler Lohmeyer. And how about this? That is the first foul of the ball game by Lohmeyer. It is only the 2nd foul by Wabunsee in the 2nd half, and Valley Falls has been whistled for 1 second half foul. Nobody's going to foul out of this game tonight. It comes in to Nathan Hawk, and the pass to the top of the key is going to be knocked away from Gatzmeyer. Avery, and it's slapped out of his hands, and it'll be Valley Falls ball in again. Brendan Miller to do the inbound work for Valley Falls. Again, they're going to have to get some offense generated. They've only got 6.5 minutes to do it, trailing by 19. Over to the left side, Nathan Hawk. Hawk has been really defended tonight. Now the pass inside is going to be knocked away from Burdick, picked up by Wabunsee. Into the forecourt they come, and over to the left side is going to be Kate Oliver. Charges with the basketball, driving into the lane, twisting, spinning. They'll dish it back over to the baseline left and dribble it off on top. Now cutting into the lane, the dish to the baseline. The uncontested 3, it's good. Eli Oliver's 3rd 3 of the game, and this game is over. 55-31, 24-point game with 5:50 to play. Wabunsee will go to 500 coming in tonight at 11 and 12. The ball is going to be put in play by Valley Falls at the 28-foot mark, and out on top it'll go. Gage Burdick. Burdick comes off on top. Brennan Miller. Miller backs it away. Valley Falls needs to find the first decent shot. Now they'll feed to the block. Backing in. It's hooked up and good. Nicely done. Gage Burdick's first points tonight. 55-33. 5.5 to go. Into the fourth quarter comes. A little bumping, a little jostling. But again, no fouls. This officiating crew has called no fouls in the second half. One on one team, two on the other in the whole second half. Now the pass comes out on top. Still reaching and pushing some. There's going to be a foul called. It was getting a little bit spirited. And we will get the foul on Avery. It is his first foul this evening. Valley Falls team foul two. The ball comes in. And the layup is good. It was just a back door to the side of the rim on the inbound. And Kate Oliver has 20. 57-33. Here's a Gatzmeyer three. Air ball. About 2 feet short. And a rebound down to Lohmeyer. He may have a triple-double tonight with points, rebounds, and blocks. 5 minutes to play. Topside with it is going to be Oliver. Little back door. It's up. It's in. Cade Oliver with 22. 59-33. And it's beginning to really get away. Here's a driving shot on the other end. It misses. And on the rebound, we've got an over-the-top. And I think that may be called on Nathan. Fisher comes over. It is not on Nathan. It is on 10, not 11. The foul is on Zach Evans, and we're going to get a timeout. It's a full win. Joseph, make it a 60 with 4:48 to play in the game. Well, Bunsick 59, Valley Falls 33.
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store have any fresh, hot food options?
We've got it all.
Can Petro Convenience Store give me a high-quality fuel at a competitive price?
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store offer great personality?
We've got it all.
More than just a convenience store, now serving soft-serve ice cream. Stop by Petro and Valley Falls to experience food, drinks, and personality.
Food, drinks, and personality. As the kids say,
we've got it all.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you from Valley Falls, Kansas, where Wobunsey puts the ball in play, and Valley Falls has very apparently stepped up the defensive intensity. And Wobunsey's into the fourth quarter. 4.5 minutes to play. They lead by 29 points. Now they're going to run a little motion. The pass comes out on top to the center circle to Mieske. He'll drive to the side of the lane, bring it back off on top again to Eli Oliver. He'll dump it down to the back door. It's on the floor one time, and we're going to get a Valley Falls foul. Two free throws coming up for Tyler Lohmeyer. Now, the only thing Tyler has not done well tonight probably is shoot the basketball to the free throw line, where he is 0 for 2. That, by the way, is the third foul tonight for Trenton Kraxner. Lohmeyer at the line. The first of two is good. That is his 16th point of the game. Leading scorer for Wobunsey, Kate Oliver, has 22. 60-33 and 61. 4:17 to play. Todd coming to his feet as Tyler Lohmeyer comes to the bench, and they will substitute for him. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragon starting into the lane. Gatzmeyer. Kicks it out on top, and it's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will come back in again to Wobunsey. 4:04 to play. And 4 minutes left in the Dragons' fantastic season. Winning the conference, winning the sub-state. Now here's an up-court pass. Stolen. Kraxner coming up with the basketball. He'll pull up with a running three. It's going to be short. Rebounded off the floor by Wobunsey. 3:50 to play. Joshua Buncee with the basketball. Quickly over to the left side and racing into the forecourt, taking it down. In front of the scorer's table. Now cross court. It will come to the right side. Eli Oliver. He will start into the lane. Look inside. Normally would have looked to score there, but instead we'll bring it back out on top and Wabunsee will run a little time. 3.5 minutes left. They'll go into the lane, come back out on top, and again, passing up shots they would normally take to run some time off the clock. 61-33. Now the ball is going to be stolen away for the Dragons. Nathan Hoff brings it up, kicks it over to Gatzmeyer, whose layup is up and in. Avery Gatzmeyer, double figure scoring. And we've got a Valley Falls timeout. It's a full one. Joseph, a 60, if you would, with 3:18 to play. Wabunsee 61, Valley Falls 35.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, as we return. Quick inbound by Wabunsee results in an easy layup. And now the ball is coming up the floor. It's going to be stolen back. Here comes Valley Falls. Valley, a long three for Gatzmeyer. There it is! Gatzmeyer hitting a three. Avery's a great perimeter shooter. That is his first three of the game. And now the official stopping play in. Indicating that you got to get back off the baseline to allow the inbound to happen. And here come the Chargers up the floor with the basketball. 2.5 minutes to play. It is 63-38. And we're going to get a palming over call against Wabunsee. A mistake made topside by Dawson Schultz. And back it will come to the Dragons. On the left side with it is going to be Burdick. Burdick will start into the lane, pull up from 15. The rainbow misses, rebound, out on top. Chargers basketball. Quickly, down the right side, into the forecourt will come Eli Oliver. Oliver, back it in, pushes it off on top to Mieske. 2 minutes to play. Mieske comes over to the right side. Cade Oliver. Chargers now playing a little catch. Now they'll drive in and lay it up. They will wave that off. There was a foul up topside prior to that advance to the rim. And it's going to be the third foul on Gage Burdick. And for the Dragons, team foul five. So Chargers are going to be putting into play just into the forecourt here on the near side. They can throw into the backcourt if they would wish, and that's what they're going to do. They'll bring it into the backcourt to Eli Oliver. He gets doubled up, dumps it over to the left side. The drive down to the baseline where the easy layup is going to be up and missed. Thought there was a foul, and on the rebound, there is a foul. With a minute 50 to play. 63-38, Wabunsee. That'll be the first foul of the evening by Dylan Cervantes. And Tyler Lohmeyer back at the line. Free throw will be short. He is 2 of 5 at the free throw line. 19 points. Second one. No, he'll miss that one. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. And the officials will confer. They will say it is Valley Falls basketball. Minute 48 to play. The fans from Wabunsee will have a very joyful ride home, and they will be going to Bramlage Coliseum. Here's a three up for Gatzmeyer off the mark, and the rebound, offensive rebound, followed up and missed. And now Wabunsee comes down with a board. We will have a jump ball called. Wabunsee fans were thinking there was a foul as there was a big bear hug put on for the backside, but apparently no. With a minute 37 to play, Valley Falls battling back. It's now 63-38. There is not enough time. Here's Cervantes for three. Nope. Rebound for Buncee. Chargers up the floor with the basketball. They'll weave around, taking it to the right side, driving into the middle, and there's a reach and a slap and a foul, and that will bring Buncee to the free throw line. Minute 25 to go. That is the fourth foul tonight now on Gage Burdick. He is the first Valley Falls player, the first player on either team to reach that four foul plateau. The free throw, good, for Zachary Evans. Evans is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Nathan Hoffwell exits the game for Valley Falls and getting a very, very well-deserved round of applause from his teammates and from the student body and the fans on hand here this evening. Second free throw, no good, 64-38. And we've got a minute 20 to play. Here's a three from the outside, way outside, up, no good. Rebound tipped around, saved underneath. Gatzmeyer will follow it home. Avery. It's now 64-40. And we have a minute to go. Well, Buncee goes left side. Well, Buncee has led this team from coast to coast. Now, here was an opportunity by Nelson Schultz to drive in. The defense had fallen off him. And now, head coach Christian Ulsaker for Will Buncee is going to take a timeout, but it is a rotation timeout. So, I'm sorry, Joseph, we have to keep it here because they're not really going to the bench. They're just going to, both teams bring in five new players. Yes, each team is going to bring in five. We will refer to our program a little more fully with 52 seconds of play. Will Buncee leading in here 64-40. And it will come in to the Chargers. In the backcourt with it for Wabunsee, it's going to be Zach Frank, a freshman. Zach is on the floor, throws it down to the baseline. It's going to be lost and get away out of bounds. Zach, it will come to Valley Falls. Quickly, here come the Dragons. Into the forecourt, spinning into the middle. It's going to be the turnaround shot up, won't drop for Brendan Miller. And a rebound, pulled down Chargers. Here comes Wabunsee up the floor. That's going to be Brighton Reeves. Reeves will come over to the right side, hand it over to Zach. Frank will take it top of the keys, drive into the lane, dishes it off inside, and it'll be banded free, stolen away. Here come the Dragons. Outlet pass up the floor is going to be out of the reach of Nolan Shoromaji. Couldn't quite catch up to it, and now we're going to have another Wabunsee substitution. Havenstein will come out of the game, and checking in is going to be Lanston Perry. 15 seconds to go. Well, Buncee's just got to get it into the forecourt, and that will wrap this one up. And there they are. Final score here this evening. Well, Buncee, 64, Valley Falls, 40. And we'll return to summarize it after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Atchison. We offer all the services you would expect, like a mobile app and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, all with the small-town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. NMLS number 1816323, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
K4 Ag and Services in Valley Falls is stocked and ready to help with supplies and service for your farm or home. K4 offers everything from tire service to custom application, bird feed and pet treats, grass seed and toys, as well as everyday clothing and food products. Stop by and check it all out at K4 Ag and Services in Valley Falls.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for the past 34 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects.
They specialize in carrier equipment, parts, and service. That's Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. The side of tonight's Class 2A state championship first round game, and the visitors coming away with an impressive win, 64-40 over Valley Falls. A recap of the scoring of the ball game. First of all, for Wabunsee, wow, 22 points for Cade Oliver, 20 points for Tyler Lohmeyer. Those two young men were just outstanding tonight. Following them, Eli Oliver had 9-7 in the game for Dawson Schultz, and Braden Mieske with 6. All the Wabunsee scoring came from the starting five. For Valley Falls, it was Avery Gatzmeyer with a 15-point game. We're so used to seeing him scoring up, and another fine effort by Avery tonight. It was 8 this evening for Trenton Kraxner. Zachary Evans off the bench with a half a dozen, 4 apiece for both Dylan Cervantes and Cooper Jepson, 2 each for Nathan Hawk and Gage Burdick. So, for Wabunsee, their record advances to 12-12, and they move on to the Final Four in Bramlage Coliseum this weekend. For Valley Falls, a fantastic year. Always hard to end with a loss. All but one team in the division will do that. And for Valley Falls, as 17-5 season, Coach Gatzmeyer's got to be very, very proud of this team and some great young men wrapping up high school basketball careers tonight. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about them. We're going to look forward to the upcoming K-Radio sports schedule. We'll do all that when we return to Valley Falls right after this.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is back open, and now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. You don't have to be a member of the gym to take advantage of their tanning, so get in there and get tan. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning or their 24-hour gym membership.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Exciting news for Nortonville and Valley Falls. Giant Communications is now pre-registering subscribers on the all-new wireless systems. These will get high-speed internet to more rural areas outside of city limits. If you want to be first in line to get installed, enter your address at giantcomm.net. Exciting news for Nortonville and Valley Falls and the rural communities surrounding them, as Giant Communications is now allowing pre-registration for subscribers on their new wireless system. Visit them online at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, doing the right thing right since 1955.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas, as we wrap things up a little bit. We certainly want to have a appropriate recognition and a tip of the hat to the great Valley Falls team and, the hospitality that the people here have always shown us. We always appreciate that. And I want to recognize, once again, the seniors for this Valley Falls team. Only 3 seniors on this club. So what that would tell fans is that Coach Gatzmeyer has a very, very good group coming back. It's a little soon to think about that, I'm sure, right now. It's always tough right after the loss, but what you've got to do is, again, recognize the contributions for those made by those seniors. The 3 seniors, Cooper Jepson, Nathan Hawk, and Gage Burdick, all those young men, substantial contributors to this team, starters all the way through. And tonight, Gage getting the honor of wearing number 13 for Valley Falls. And so we want to recognize those young men and this team. One final break. We'll be back. Talk about the upcoming sports schedule. And it is a hectic one as we come into the fun of March. We'll return to Valley Falls to wrap it all up right after this.
Country Harvest Napa Market is your friendly neighborhood food store in Valley Falls with quality products and great everyday low prices. Country Harvest Napa Market strives to make your grocery shopping and meal planning simple. Visit online at countryharvest.us for ads, coupons, and recipes. Ask an associate about the rewards card. Open 7 days a week with extended hours for your convenience. Country Harvest Napa Market, right off Oak Street in Valley Falls.
Town and Country Real Estate and Auction is locally owned and operated in Jefferson County. They have a large team of agents and auctioneers to help with all your real estate, land, and auctions. Visit tcwelcomehome.com or call 785-863-3322 for Town and Country Real Estate and Auction.
Jepson & Associates Insurance is an independent insurance agency located in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jepson & Associates Insurance has been serving customers in the Jefferson County area for more than 25 years. They can help protect what's important to you, from your home and auto to your farm or business. Call Jepson & Associates Insurance for a quote at 785-945-6211 or visit them on the web at www.jepsonins.com.
Hollis Truck Line, LLC of Valley Falls, is proud to sponsor this broadcast and support the Valley Falls student-athletes. With more than 20 trucks and drivers, Hollis Truck Line is a company you can trust to deliver on their job and promise. Hollis Truck Line, LLC of Valley Falls, wishing the Dragons good luck at State.
Well, the upcoming sports schedule here on Care Radio, as we mentioned, is going to be quite hectic, and it's all going to begin again on Friday. We're going to have college basketball. There's the Benedictine Ravens men's and women's teams are both in the NAIA National Tournament. The first game on Care Radio is going to be at 11 a.m. Friday. The Benedictine men will be playing in round one of the, I guess, we will call them at the regional site. And then we'll have the 6 o'clock ball game as the Benedictine ladies will be playing Friday at 6 o'clock. Both teams are on the road certainly for these regionals. And both teams have been playing great basketball. We're excited that they each have made it to the national tournament. And we have great hopes for long, long, deep, deep runs by both of these teams into postseason. So we look forward to bringing you all of those games here on Q Radio. And then after Friday's games, of course, wins, we'll push them on to playing on Saturday with the Times TBA. Stick around here on Pure Radio. We'll keep you up to date. We'll keep you posted on all that. Final things, I want to thank you all for having joined us. I want to thank the good folks at Valley Falls for having taken good care of us. Again, the final score here this evening, it was Wabunsee who led from start to finish, moving the record to 12-12 as they got by Valley Falls tonight, 64-40. Dragons in the season at 17-5. Well, Bank of Atchison, player of the game. Boy, I tell you what, I'm going with the Valley Falls seniors, Cooper Jepson, Nathan Hawk, and Gage Burdick. And there you have it. Looking forward to greeting you on Friday. And until then, for our studio producer and engineer, Joseph, back there doing all the hard work, man. You did a great job. Thank you, as always. We will see you and our listeners Friday. Until then, from Valley Falls, Kansas, Tom Couch saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.